Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, and I didn't think I'd get the chance to say it. It's really, really nice. The sun is back out. We're holding steady right around 67 degrees. Heidi and I have made a command decision. Happy hour maneuvers this evening. 18:03 is when they get underway. Will, in fact, commence on the deck. Yep, the Arcadec deck. That's where we're going to be. That is the command decision. We're very, very excited about that. Oh, you know what I need? I forgot to mention this the other day. God, we need a power washing guy. There used to be a great company that I endorsed for years and years and years. They did great work. They really did. And then it got sold. And, well, anyway, we're looking for somebody else. So if you've got some suggestions, let me know. Hit me up on the text line if you want. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Getting a lot of pushback from folks, law enforcement officers, saying, Jeff, somebody's got a call on the PBA to revoke their endorsement of Abigail Spamberger. I agree. I absolutely agree. I think the PBA absolutely, collectively, out of their minds to endorse her. I do know there was a lot of stuff behind the scenes, just so we're all very clear, that my understanding from a couple of different sources is that Winston Sears was not cooperative, or the Winston Sears campaign was not cooperative with the PBA. I don't get that, but that could be part of it. The other part of it, if we really want to pull back the curtain for just a little bit, is that the PBA, which functions as a labor union in other states, I would imagine would be very happy if Virginia got rid of the right-to-work state and provided all sorts of collective bargaining rights to law enforcement, and the PBA became the union, right? There's plenty of union dues that come rolling in. And I'm not against this. I will remind you, I think, I'm not entirely sure, but I think I'm the only guy at the Radio Factory who's ever been part of a union. Germ, you know anybody else who's been part of a union? I'll ask Rich Herrera tomorrow. I'm going to be on with Rich at 7:35. He might very well have been part of AFTRA at some point. I mean, I was part of a police labor union. I was part of a broadcasting labor union. I actually went out and did some work helping police officers to organize a little bit. Yeah, so I am absolutely positively not opposed to unions. I'm just telling you, the year 2025, man, I just don't see the need for them. I don't. I really honestly don't. If we were still working in a coal mine 80 hours a week, I'd say, hell yeah, let's organize. But one of the reasons, I'm going to share this with you. I don't think I've ever shared it before, but I grew up, again, in a real blue-collar neighborhood in Philadelphia. And there were plenty of guys who were union members. We didn't have an anti-union attitude where I grew up. We had plenty of cops and firefighters. Guys were members of the FOP or the IAFF, the International Association of Firefighters. We had school teachers. They were all members of the PFT, the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. And we had just all sorts of folks. We had guys who worked in, where were they? Some of them worked in the streets department of Philadelphia. They were AFSCME, District Council 33. We had some guys who worked in the city government, more kind of white collar, but lower level white collar. They were AFSCME, District Council 47. So, again, I grew up in a union household. My dad was one of the organizing members for something called the National Treasury Employees Union. I mean, he worked for the federal government and nonetheless was active. So I am absolutely, positively not one of those anti-union guys. But I actually voted to decertify a union years ago when I was doing Morning Drive in Boston. We all had to be a member of something called AFTRA, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. AFTRA then merged with SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, and we had to be members of the union. And there were a couple of us who were on the air. I was in mornings, Howie Carr was in the afternoons, and Howie and I used to talk to each other, go, what the hell are we getting for the union dues? We had a live evening show. We had a live mid. I mean, it was back in the heyday of talk radio. It's a long time ago. But we all used to get together like, what are you getting? Man, I don't even get a flipping T-shirt. I couldn't even get an AFTRA baseball cap if I wanted to. So I thought, well, I don't see what I'm. Well, we get this benefit. Well, yeah, but we get the same benefit as part of our personal services contract with the radio station. In fact, we get better benefits in some cases. So we saw what it was. I mean, the reality was it was for producers. Those were the folks who had some benefit to belonging to AFTRA. But those of us who were the on-air talent, we had zero benefits. All that we got to do was pay a chunk of our check each time we got paid to the union. And finally, there was a decision made to decertify the union. And one of the union reps came in and was trying to explain to us why that was a bad move and how we had such great protection and services and benefits. And, well, it didn't go well, because everything he mentioned, we then said, well, what about this? And there were no answers. Well, what about that? There were no answers. So that's why we ultimately voted to decertify that. Now, maybe there are situations where you've got to still have some sort of union representation, some sort of collective bargaining. Again, I'm not reflexively against it. But I do think that was a huge part, just my sense of why the PBA went with Spamberger as opposed to Sears. Because Spamberger says, you know, she's in favor of it. And despite some of her musings, well, you know, I'm not going to completely do away with right to work. Yeah, yeah, you are. And we all know it. We all know it. It's one of the other dangerous parts, if you ask me, about the Spamberger, Hashmi, and Jones situation. But a lot of law enforcement folks are saying the PBA's got to get rid of the Spamberger endorsement because she is standing with that god-awful, reprehensible Jay Jones. You and I can't say to somebody, oh, I'd like to put two slugs into the head of somebody I work with. Even if you hate the person you work with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, we all went through this. Well, wasn't it last week we kind of did the on-air exercise? I said, think of where it is that you were. Oh, it was last week because we had a one of those Radio Factory meetings. Germ, is that meeting still going on back there in the conference room? It probably is. They probably run out of the cold, soggy tortilla chips. But I bet you the meeting's still going on. But I said, you know, I see a bunch of people, and some of them I like, and some of them I think, you know, friendly co-workers, but I would never associate with them outside of this. And some people you think, well, I'll never see them again once I leave or once they leave, right? And that's just the way it is at every single solitary workplace. You make friends, you have co-workers, and then you have people you don't particularly care for. But nobody in their right mind as a civilized human being says, oh, yeah, I want to put two bullets into the head of this co-worker. Or I want that co-worker's children to die in his wife's arms. I mean, that's just disgusting. Just disgusting. But that's what that Jay Jones did. And then he said about cops, well, maybe a few more cops need to die. And that's why law enforcement's upset. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Mike in Colonial Heights says, hey, Jeff, I think a lot of people like unions. They help increase some level of job security because it is more difficult to terminate union members as opposed to non-union members. You are correct. One of the problems, of course, is that you will oftentimes see unions protecting workers who, well, they're not really deserving of protection, and they ought to be shown the door. It is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.